Can God change your life in the next 30 minutes? I believe you're watching right now because God has something special for you. Join me for Jewish Voice and you'll discover how Bible prophecy is coming to pass before our very eyes and why you need to stand with Israel. You can play a role in God's end time plan. Find out how on Jewish Voice. Shalom and welcome to Jewish Voice, and thank you for joining me today. I'm Jonathan Bernis. Well, the only thing I can say about today's program is get ready. My guests are going to prepare you for battle. Now, perhaps not a physical fight, but certainly a spiritual fight, which you and your family must be prepared for in these end times. Colonel David Giamonis served 32 years in the Army, and Troy Anderson is a Pulitzer Prize-nominated investigative journalist. Gentlemen, welcome to Jewish Voice.
Rabbi, it's great to be here.
I'm so glad physically here with us. We've been doing so much online, and it's great to have guests back in our studio again. Troy, this is your third time on the program. We had you on for Trumpocalypse before, and you're a veteran now of the program.
So,
and David, we're really thrilled to have you. You two are preparing God's people for battle. There's a spiritual battle ahead. Talk about the spiritual battle that's ahead, because many people, I think, are sleeping, and the Bible says, wake up.
Absolutely. The church is asleep at the wheel right now. They're not seeing what is going on in the world. I'm telling people, and God is telling me, get ready. We need to prepare. Things are not going to get, quote, better, but they're going to take us into the end of the end times. So we need to be ready.
Yeah, I really believe we're in the end of the end times. Troy, you in your research, you're seeing Bible prophecy being fulfilled, end time Bible prophecy, both of you. Can you give us some specifics? What's happening that's actually fulfilling end time Bible prophecy?
Well, I mean, of course, the biggest thing is the rebirth of Israel in 1948. But today, you know, we've seen this COVID pandemic. We've seen creation of weapons of mass destruction, and for the first time in history, all the technologies, you know, computer chip microchip implants, artificial intelligence, for the first time in history, a figure called what the Bible calls the Antichrist could actually control the global economic system, and we cannot buy or sell without that. It's the first time in history that technology actually exists. So we're sort of witnessing the precursor of the book of Revelation unfolding before our eyes now.
How do you see COVID tying into the end times? I'm asked this question a lot still.
It is. I mean, Jesus himself in Matthew 24 talks about pestilences, plagues coming at the end times, but it's just not that. The COVID is giving a lot of those on the left and globalists, those who want to make a one-world government, time to reset. We talk about the Great Reset, and they're talking about globalization. They're talking about all kinds of things that they want to do to control people, to get them to a place where they're totally under the umbrella of governments. So the plague is not just a plague. There are a lot of elements to it that are leading us into the end times.
Last year seemed like a test to me. They were kind of, it felt to me, and I want you both to comment on this, like they were testing boundaries, see how far they could push things. We had complete closures, lockdowns. My kids spent a lot of the year home from school, online, because they weren't allowed to go to school. Am I right? Have they been tested? Is there a testing of the boundaries that's been going on?
Fear is a great motivator for people. And I think when fear comes, you know, death, sickness, those kinds of things, and people are deathly afraid, they don't know what to do. So the fear is really a test of the government's pushing, especially the liberal democratic cities, governors. They're testing the limits and they're pushing the boundaries to see how much control out of fear can they get the people to do in this with this epidemic.
And the other thing that's happening is the elite have announced what they're calling the global reset. And many experts in Bible prophecy believe this is essentially the rollout of the New World Order. So, you know, Is it possible that this pandemic was a planned event potentially? And are they testing us? Are they getting us used to this one world, you know, socialist system that they want to move us into, which is what the Bible says will happen?
Well, it feels that way. It really does. So this is a wake-up guide. This is a preparation for battle. What kind of battle? Talk about the battle.
The battle has been going on for 6,000 plus years of human history.
Good point.
And I have been in battle, in major battles, two or three, four, depending how you count battles, in the Army, in Afghanistan, in Iraq, in Honduras, low-intensity conflict and high-intensity conflict. So I know what battle is. But the battle that we are facing at the end times in the church is a battle to really, number one, get the church out of its slumber and into the fight, because there is a fight between the forces of darkness and the forces of light. And if we don't wake up, we're going to be in the losing end of that.
I mean, for a short time, like 9/11, this really jarred everyone. And then it always feels like that picture of boiling the frog in the pot. It's 1 degree at a time. And you don't notice it at first, mm-hmm. right? But it's very gradual. Is that, do you see some similarities to that? Has the heat been getting turned up slowly and we're not paying attention?
I love that analogy, and I do use it often. And I think you're exactly right, Rabbi. We're getting to that point where people are getting used to this. And then what's the next event we're going to get used to until we get to the point of total globalization, total domination that we're heading toward?
Troy, give us some specifics. I believe there is a master plan. I'm not a conspiracy guy, but after COVID, you have to wake up to the reality that this is not all happening by chance, that there are some very specific planned events that have come out at specific times and had a specific result.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the entire world has been puzzled by this COVID epidemic. What exactly is happening behind the scenes here? What's the role of the deep state that we keep on hearing about? Archbishop Carlo Vigano sent an open letter to President Trump short before the election, warning of a, quote, health dictatorship, and saying that the global elite are using this to, you know, take away our freedoms and our liberties, and this is part of this global reset. So we're just watching Bible prophecy unfold at a quickening pace. We're moving. It seems like, you know, I've interviewed over 200 experts from Billy Graham and, you know, all kinds of major faith leaders. The overwhelming consensus is we are moving into the events that the Bible predicts that will occur in the end times. And then all these secular experts at different, you know, MIT and Harvard and Oxford have said that, you know, that they believe we're approaching the end of human civilization and great threats on the horizon.
Yeah.
So we're watching this all
Well, I haven't been able to believe looking at all the facts that I've looked at. And I know there's a lot of information, a lot of misinformation, a lot of fake news. But I don't believe that COVID came out of a wet market. I think there's enough evidence to show that it's an engineered virus. Whether it was intentionally leaked at a specific time or not, I'm still not sure. But talk about China. China's part of this plan. Who wants to jump in on China?
Let me start at first, and I'll let Troy jump in. 2012, I graduated from the Army War College. For the time I was at the War College, the Army leaders there and other diplomats came in and said, China's our number one threat. That was back in 2012. It's the greatest peer-to-peer that we have, the United States and Russia, but China is the great threat, and they're flexing their muscle. They're doing many things on many levels, both diplomatically and militarily, to gain control of not only their region, but of the world. That's their plan. They want to control the world. They want to be number one in the world. And that level four virus that escaped from that province, I don't believe it was an accident, and I know it was a biochemical weapon, and you can see the results of what has happened. There's more to come out of China in the future.
But, Troy, why the strong push from the left that China's not a threat? The opposition against calling this the China virus and so on. There seems to be this big push. It's China's not a threat. Don't worry. This is all a bunch of propaganda and nonsense.
I've been a journalist for 3 decades. I worked in the mainstream media for 2 decades. I have never seen the mainstream media behave in the way it has. With all the disinformation that's going on, it's almost as if we're in a global psyop. In the military, it's a psychological operation. So there's this massive propaganda and disinformation that's going on today, that what the public's being told. So there's a lot going on behind the scenes that is not being released publicly.
That's why we need to stick with the scriptures and trusted journalists that have a faith orientation and a military orientation. I agree. I trust our military. Hey, guys, this is such important information. I want to make sure that our viewers can get their hands on your new book. So we're going to take a quick break so that our announcer can tell you how to receive their book and some other great resources we have available for you today. We want to get these into your hands. They're really important materials. We'll sow them into your life as you sow into this ministry. Don't go away. We'll be right back. We have so much more.
Are you prepared to go into battle? Did you know that the Lord equips you with the armor strong enough to take on the enemy? Today's guests have written an important and inspiring book that will get you prepared to face whatever comes your way. As you join us today in supporting Jewish Voice with a one-time gift of $40, you'll receive the Military Guide to Armageddon. In it, you'll learn the biblical and military principles that will equip you to be battle-ready for the coming end times. Also included is this unique Shema keychain. Jonathan is encouraging you to join him as a new monthly Shalom partner. Your continued monthly gifts are vital in providing the ongoing support to keep Jewish Voice outreaches operational. As you make an ongoing commitment and become a new monthly Shalom partner, with a gift of just $30 today, Jonathan will also include his book, A Rabbi Looks at the Last Days. You will be challenged by his messianic perspective on the end times. In addition, we'll also send you this Shalom artwork declaring the peace of God over your life and family. Call our 800 number now and let our representative know what level of giving you would like to participate in. If you prefer, you can always choose to give online at jewishvoice.tv, or you can simply text JVMI to 474747. Thank you for your generous support of Jewish Voice and for making a difference in so many lives through your sacrifice. Now, let's rejoin Jonathan and his guests.
Welcome back to Jewish Voice. I want to take a moment to say thank you for supporting this ministry. You're truly making a difference in the lives of so many who are living in desperate conditions. They need medical care, eye care, dental care, and most importantly, hope. Your support as a partner with Jewish Voice makes it possible for us to meet their needs, to share the gospel, and to give them hope. So we're so grateful for your support. Thank you again. Well, gentlemen, we're talking about the last days. This is a wake-up call. And I think it's interesting that you focus on Israel and Jerusalem in your study of the last days. That for as a Jewish believer, that's really interesting to me. Why Israel? Why Jerusalem?
I'll answer that, Rabbi. First of all, the Bible is a Middle Eastern-centric book. It's not about the U.S. or China or Russia. It is about specifically Jerusalem and Israel. All the prophecies, everything that is we're going toward is going toward Israel. We see Turkey right now, Middle East, Iran, getting geared up to try to take over the Middle East. And we see the biblical prophecies of Jerusalem, especially, being the center of the entire prophetic realm of the Bible. So it goes without saying that Jerusalem, especially, is the city where is the center of the world.
Many, particularly Americans, make the mistake of thinking that the U.S. is the center of Bible prophecy. I'm not sure that the U.S. is even mentioned in the Bible, period.
You know, America plays a role in our military supports Israel, and it will help defend Israel. So that's, but we talk about this in the book.
Do you think that support will continue?
The last administration, very strong in support of Israel, moved the embassy to Jerusalem, which was not something new. It was a 25-year-old decision. Correct. People don't realize this, that was voted on by the House, and it was delayed by executive order repeatedly. Trump said enough. He moved the embassy. What's ahead for U.S. Israel relations?
Rabbi, it's a good question. And I served 30-plus years in the military. 8 of those were under the Obama administration, which I think was a total disaster for our military and for Israel. Going into the Trump administration, a fantastic turnaround. I actually visited the embassy just recently before the COVID hit, and it was a wonderful experience. And so going forward, we just have to wait and see how the administration develops its progress and program toward Israel. And then we'll keep all that in prayer and believe God that's going to do the right thing for them.
Yeah. Well, I think putting Israel front and center is right on. Troy, is the U.S. in Bible prophecy? Have you found the U.S. in Bible prophecy?
That's one of the great questions that Bible scholars have puzzled over for 2,000 years, or even at least since the birth of America. You know, could America be part of Mystery Babylon in Revelation 17, 18? Could that be something else? Could that be Europe? But one thing we know is, the Bible does not specifically talk about America. So is America missing from the prophetic end time scenario for some, great reason? Are we taken out? What exactly happens? Well, only time will tell, but it's a great mystery.
Well, I've asked that question more and more during this whole COVID period. Colonel, what do you see happening in the Middle East, and what do you see the role of the military in all this, since you have 32 years in?
Well, I really believe that our relationship with Israel has been very strong, and the military. I almost had an opportunity to serve there in the Golan Heights. That didn't happen, but I know many of our military people did do that. I see right now what's developing in the Middle East is Turkey is trying to restate its authority as the Ottoman Empire, and they want to take over the Middle East, and they want to reinstate the Islamic authority. So that is a growing threat. Turkey used to be one of our great allies. Mm-hmm. Now it is really hatred toward Jerusalem and toward Israel. So we have to watch them carefully and Iran carefully. And that's why I think a lot of the countries want to align with Israel right now. And it's a great thing to see that all the things that happened under the Trump administration so far.
Saudi Arabia, for example, they're afraid of the Iranian pursuits, the expansion. They don't want to see Iran develop nuclear weapons. It's an interesting alliance. Troy, talk about a little bit more about Iran and why Iran is so dangerous.
Well, Iran has come out on numerous occasions and threatened to annihilate Israel, and they chant death to America. So, along with China, Russia, North Korea, Iran's one of the greatest, threats to the West and to Israel. And they've made all kinds of aggressive moves lately. So, and the Bible talks about Persia. This all fits into Bible prophecy.
Yeah, it sure does. Well, I don't want to focus on just on the things that are looming before us. I want to also talk about preparation. You give a great example about preparation for the end times in your recent book. Colonel, you want to share that?
Sure. Every chapter, I think, is filled with preparation for the end times, and you get spiritual exercises at the end of every chapter. One of the chapters, chapter 2, is called Battle Ready. And that's really, I want to focus on that for just a moment. Battle ready means being ready to fight tonight. And most Christians, I'm sorry to say, are not ready to be in this battle. If I were to give you a weapon and you're not prepared to use it, I'm not going to ask you to go to war, because you're going to get yourself killed or me killed in battle. We don't do that for soldiers. We shouldn't do it for believers in the church. We need to get our pastors and we need to get our believers ready. And battle ready is the theme, being focused on the end times.
So, Colonel, battle ready. I completely agree. We're not physically getting a weapon ready. But we're getting battle ready. Keep going with that thought.
Well, first and foremost, when people ask me about being battle ready, I have to get them prepared, and the leaders of the church prepared, that we are indeed in the end times. In Korea right now, the Army has a motto. It's called Fight Tonight. If the war were to happen right now with North Korea, our forces are ready because they're trained. They know the doctrine. They know their leadership. And in the church, the same thing has to happen. We have to know our leader, Jesus Christ, more than ever before. Our pastors have to be teaching doctrine that gets people prepared for the end times by getting them battle ready in their churches. And that means prayer. It means reading the Word of God. It means fasting. It means all the disciplines we're not doing in the church right now. So battle ready is an important term mentally and emotionally and physically.
Good. Troy, talk about some other practical things, things that the church has been blind to.
Well, you know, for decades, the church has largely ignored the issue of Bible prophecy, and yet we're seeing it unfold in real time. A recent Lifeway poll found 9 in 10 pastors see signs of Jesus' return in current events, and yet the church has largely been asleep to what's really happening. So we feel called by God to help wake up the church, get the church battle ready, you know, raise up end times warriors of God to fulfill the Great Commission, you know, taking the good news and the gospel to all the world.
Yeah, my concern is that COVID created social distancing, isolation, and that continues to linger. How do we break through that and fulfill our call?
First and foremost, we have to rethink church on a grand scale. I think pastors, the ones that I've been talking to, are really afraid of COVID and other things going in isolation. We need to reunite the church in other ways. Business as usual has to go out the door. So we need to connect small groups, house churches, things across the board, Zoom, video, all those things are going to be very helpful in the future as we progress forward into the 21st century and the end times.
You know, I know for some this might seem like doom and gloom, but I'm excited about it because it means Jesus is coming back soon. Aren't you excited about that? Are you ready for Jesus to come back? I don't think so. I think we need to get ready. Thank you both so much for being on the program today and giving us this wake-up call. This has been an incredible program, and I know that it's helped many of you realize the importance of getting battle ready. Listen, the end is near, and it's a good thing. We want to be part of what God has ahead for the last days because it's the great wrap-up. There's revival. There's breakthrough. There's going to be a great turning to Him, and we get to be part of it. I'm going to be back in just a moment to pray with you for your needs, but before I do, I want to encourage you to get your copy of The Military Guide to Armageddon, and this will really help you because we just touched on it today, but there's lots of great information in there for you. I want to sow this into your life. Here's how. And then we'll be back to pray for you. Don't go anywhere.
Are you prepared to go into battle? Did you know that the Lord equips you with the armor strong enough to take on the enemy? Today's guests have written an important and inspiring book that will get you prepared to face whatever comes your way. As you join us today in supporting Jewish Voice with a one-time gift of $40, you'll receive The Military Guide to Armageddon. In it, you'll learn the biblical and military principles that will equip you to be battle-ready for the coming end times. Also included is this unique Shema keychain. Jonathan is encouraging you to join him as a new monthly Shalom partner. Your continued monthly gifts are vital in providing the ongoing support to keep Jewish Voice Outreaches operational. As you make an ongoing commitment and become a new monthly Shalom partner, with a gift of just $30 today, Jonathan will also include his book, A Rabbi Looks at the Last Days. You will be challenged by his messianic perspective on the end times. In addition, we'll also send you this Shalom artwork declaring the peace of God over your life and family. Call our 800 number now and let our representative know what level of giving you would like to participate in. If you prefer, you can always choose to give online at jewishvoice.tv, or you can simply text JVMI to 474747. Thank you for your generous support of Jewish Voice and for making a difference in so many lives through your sacrifice. Now, let's rejoin Jonathan and his guests.
We just have a minute or so left. We take time in every program to pray for your needs. And I know there's so many needs. We hear from so many of you. The Bible says, here's the good news, that God is listening, that his ear is not too dull. He hears, he answers, he's a God who loves you and cares about you. Colonel, I'm going to give you the honors to lead us in prayer. There's some very serious needs that people have written in with, and I'm going to turn it over to you.
Let's pray. Father, we just thank you for those who are listening in, watching today. There are many needs out there, physical, spiritual, emotional, mental, health needs, financial needs. Lord, we give them all to you. Bless that one, Lord, thank God, who's there today, and give them what they need. You are the great provider. You're the one that, you're the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. There's nothing impossible for you. For Lord, we ask you, you'd open up rivers of living water into their lives, that they would meet every need that's theirs today. And we'll give you the honor, the glory, and praise in Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you, Colonel. Hey, if you'd like more information about our ministry, we'd love to hear from you. You can log on to our website. It's Jewish Voice, one word, jewishvoice.tv. And be sure to send me your prayer request while you're on the website. We're committed to praying for your needs here at Jewish Voice, by name, specifically. We commit to that. Well, as we close the program today, I want to remind you that Psalm 122:6 says, to pray for the peace of Jerusalem, may they prosper who love thee. So be faithful to pray for Israel and the Jewish people this week. A special thanks to Troy Anderson and Colonel David Giamana for joining me today. Until next time, this is Jonathan Bernis saying shalom, and God bless you. Listen to this now. 6 out of 10 Americans today don't currently have a will or trust, and another 30 to 35% are either poorly written or outdated. Now, if this describes your situation, then your family, children, and your assets are vulnerable to someone else making decisions for you. If you're in this situation and you're a Jewish Voice giver, I have some good news for you. Because of your financial support to our ministry, we're able to provide you with independent, professional advice to help you develop a will or trust at no cost to you. Go to jvmi.org/trust to learn more.